Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, July 2nd. It's Tuesday, July 2nd already. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I have a biblical question. I have a biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, Hola, Si, Señor, Galatians doozy. Amazing. Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Why do you attack back when someone attacks you? Isn't that an amazing question? It just came to me this morning, and I know why. But it's interesting. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are busy this morning, a lot of you are. Busy. And so you're not able to sit and watch the show as it's happening. You say, oh, I'll podcast it later. But you could be listening to the show live no matter where you are and what you're doing. You could be listening live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Joel Friday, he black. He said he tapped a back cause you fitness. Oh, cause you about. Oh, so you, the reason he fight back, cause you ain't finna disrespect me. amazing. 605-615-4131. And you can also podcast the show, all right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. All right. So it is Tuesday. And every Tuesday, maybe the first time listener might not be aware of this, but every Tuesday, and we take all calls, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Oh, it's okay. Oh.
Oh, baby, you okay?
Oh, are you okay?
Thank you. What the? Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I don't care what anyone says or anyone else does. That's on you. But I want what the Great White Hope has. And I'm going to get it. That divine spiritual protection or I like the word protection, but drive, that spiritual drive that's driving the Great White Hope. I told y'all, meaning Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, I told y'all to watch him. Remember when he first ran, I said, keep a space between you and the Great White Hope. And just observe, always keep a space between you and all people, in all honesty. Now, I know most of you are not going to do that, but that's up to you. But keep a space and watch and learn, discover. There is something else that's driving there is something else that is beyond seeing with the naked eyes that's driving the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. And I believe anyone that want it, and I know that most people are not going to want it. They love their darkness. They love their darkness, and they don't want the light. Really, did you know that most people love their darkness? And they work overtime to keep their darkness alive. What they call life is really death. And so most people don't want the light. They want the darkness. Even if they cry, yeah, I want, I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of being miserable. I'm so unhappy. And then you tell them how to get to the light. They won't take it. You say, well, okay, be still and know. Watch. Watch what's going on in you. Drop the anger. Drop the fear. They won't do it. How? How? How do they say? But they won't do it. Okay, do the silent prayer so you can just watch. it's something else will guide you. It'll wake you up. It'll carry you through. They won't do it. You did the silent prayer. Do you do the silent prayer morning and night? Do you practice being present? No. Those people love their hell pretending they want good. They want delight. So let them suffer in their hell. But for those who want it, I believe the president has it. President Trump has the light. And I've noticed over the years, remember how before he ran for president, some of you remember, they loved the liberals, the blacks and the whites and the liberals and the rich and the poor loved Donald Trump prior to him running. He had his own show and they were loving it. I remember Jesse Jackson and Lewis, or Al Sharpton, whatever his name, they gave him an award for, I believe, I may be wrong why, but something like helping the black people. And they loved him. And he had all kinds of friends because they loved Donald Trump. And the moment he came down those stairs and announced at his hotel there that he was running for president, especially as a Republican, all of his friends, so-called friends, I don't know about all, most turned on him, just like they did Jesus. They turned on him just like that. How can you love somebody one minute and then make a U-turn the next minute and turn on them? How is that possible? You ask. Ask! Well, they can turn on you because they never loved you. It was all fake. They never loved Trump when he was running his show and making all that money and giving it to them and helping out in New York. They never loved him at all. That's why they turn, and that's why your friends turn on you and you turn on your friends, because y'all don't love one another. And that's what Trump, he just let that pass. It didn't stop him at all, because he knew from within what was going on. And I love how he knows what's going on. He can see, but he doesn't boast about it. You have to observe him with a space between the two of you, and you see something different. You might not understand it at the time, but you see something different. And then you hear all the haters attacking him. Oh, he slept with a hooker. Something dumb, right? He slept with a stripper, whatever she's supposed to be. A stripper. They're just judging. And they're missing the point. Because they have not taken the stone out of their own eyes, they cannot see what's going on. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Amazing, huh? There is no love in this earth, except from those like Trump, those men and women who are finally waking up and they are taking control of their own life. They're not relying on their husbands. Husbands are not relying on their wives. They're not relying on their so-called friends. They're not relying on their family members. They have made a decision. They are going all the way and overcome the world. And overcome the world. And even though the so-called porn star, whatever she's supposed to be, was allegedly way back in 2005, And he said it's not true anyway. And first of all, it's nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. Yeah, ain't nobody's business. And I would tell the ladies on Sunday in the fellowship, if you missed it, you can podcast. Ladies, stop telling people your business. You were lied to when they told you you should tell your business. They set you up. If you're a virgin, keep it to yourself. It's between you and God. And someone asked you that? No, not your business. It's between you and the Father. It's precious. And it's not to be exploited. It's not to be for ego purposes. And the Father, if you seek him, ladies, he will add all unto you, whatever it's meant to be. But anyway, let me see what the anchor baby is telling me here. Even after losing all those fake friends, he gained a whole bunch in 2016. Then he lost in 2020, and the money dried up. The support dried up, seemingly, especially from the political and donor class. Would you rather lose the world or your soul? Which would you rather save? Your body or your soul? What manner of man is this? I told you to watch. It's not over until the fat lady sings for Donald Trump. I had haters calling my show. Oh, what about now? Donald Trump has been found, what they say? He has been found guilty of Stormy Daniels and whatever else they were saying. What now? They were all rejoicing. Be careful how you rejoice in another man's suffering. What you do to others, you are doing it to you, whether you realize it or not. And these people who have been rejoicing because they think that Trump is suffering, look at them now. And behind a closed door, they're miserable. They're catching pure hell because of what they tried to do to him. And they were all celebrating. Remember Whoopi Goldberg and all those stupid women on The View? All those stupid females on The View? It was all happy, happy, happy. How are they feeling now? And how did they feel when they rejoiced, thinking that it was over for the great white hope? I remember Whoopi Goldberg spinning on the floor, right there on the stage, it appeared. But here's the good news. Remember you little haters thought it was over for the great white hope. Well, and they were saying he's not going to get immunity. It ain't going to happen. Trump, immunity. Hail King Trump. According to Revolver, President Trump just received the news that he and the whole country has been eagerly anticipated from the Supreme Court. They have declared that presidents are fully immune from criminal prosecution while conducting official government business. Business. now. What do you got to say now? And now the Democrats want to go after the Supreme Court. Attack the court because the court did not do it your way and what you wanted. I want you to watch this news report from ABC about the Supreme Court and Trump. Watch this.
This is an absolute win for Donald Trump. Not just the substance of the opinion, but also the court had the option here to make the decision effective immediately or go through a traditional waiting period of 25 days. There's no expedited period. This effectively grants Donald Trump blanket immunity because it makes it, it seems to me now, impossible for a trial to go forward, either in the classified documents case, because this is... This is also at stake there, and the January 6th case. And I think when you look at the dissenting opinion, Devin read part of it. This line stands out to me. It says the decision, quote, makes a mockery of the principle foundational to our Constitution and system of government that no man is above the law.
Amazing. It does not make a mockery. Presidents are immune from. It is that way. And Donald Trump is not the only one. Are you like crying in your milk now? Or are you examining yourself to see how wrong you were and letting it go? Are you catching your breath and letting it go? All for the sake of the show. Amazing. Wow. And the Democrats and the liberal media and the right-o Republicans, I have never seen them go after a man in this way, except Christ. And I didn't see that with Christ. I didn't witness it. I've never seen these people go after one man. Just, I want you to think about that because a lot of you are dealing with the same things, but different situations in your own personal lives. And the enemies working through other human beings are going after you. I've never openly seen such an attack upon one man as I've seen. And I've seen attacks upon people, absolutely. But not like the great white hope for such a long time. And all he was trying to do was run for president to help make the country great again. And he didn't have to do it. He's rich. He has a family. He didn't have to do it. But he did in spite of all that. Joe Biden, he can't hide, is not happy with the decision of the Supreme Court. No way. At least his wife not happy. I don't even know if Joe Biden knows there is a Supreme Court anymore. Joe Biden's reaction to the Supreme Court decision. Watch this from Fox.
I concur with Justice Sotomayor's dissent today. Here's what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote.
Amazing. And that so-called judge he mentioned is a female on the court who should not be there anyway. And then they have this black judge on. You know she went along with against Trump because she's black and she's female. What the? Sotomayor, and she is an Obama so-called justice. And remember the black woman Biden put on there, and she's not even qualified at all to be there. She's only there because she's a black female. And they made that clear before they put her there. Congeniality Jackson. Something like that. What? Contagi, contagiatic, She black. What's she doing with a name like that? On our court and female. What the? This is how some in the media are responding to the Supreme Court decision. Watch this from Fox.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor authored a scathing dissent, writing, "The president of the United States is the most powerful person in the country and possibly the world. When he uses his official powers in any way under the majority's reasoning, he now will be insulated from criminal prosecution. Orders the Navy's SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival, immune. Organizes a military coup to hold on to power, immune."
This election is no longer about the old guy that's in the White House now.
That look like her son's dog.
You know, all the op-ed pages and the New York Times can run around and opine about, you know, what Joe Biden should do. And, you know, y'all have fun with that. Enjoy yourselves, intellectual thought leaders. I no longer care. Doesn't matter to me anymore. It's above me now. It's above me now. It's above me now. It's above Joe Biden now. Don't care about Joe Biden's age, infirmity, that he shuffled when he walked. I don't care. He could be seated for the rest of from now to election day and never get up off a chair. He could sit down. He could roll around in a wheelchair. He could be on a skateboard, seated. I don't care.
You look like you don't care, too. What the? They said all this crazy stuff. Sotomayor need not be on our court with that mindset. What she was saying is not true, by the way. Is not true, by the way. But they've been, just think about that. They've been chasing this man, the Great White Hope. And by the way, let me see what he has to say today since the Supreme Court handed down their decision. No immunity. Immunity. Watch it. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say.
Tomorrow they will say Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
I rest my case. Just like the court rested its case, I rest my case. According to the Brookings Institute, Holder told Congress that the U.S. drone strike under Obama killed 4 Americans, 3 by accident, including a 16-year-old U.S. citizen, according to Wikipedia. That's from Wikipedia. If ever we needed the Great White Hope, we need him now. Happy White History to the Great White Hope. E. White! Amazing. And to those who are crying and spilling milk today and yesterday and forevermore, I understand. I wish you well. There is a battle between good and evil. And the darkness, which is evil, has no authority, no power, no life. Only death is weak and is very deceiving. When will you overcome the darkness and live in the light? 888-7753-773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats right after this break. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Lord, I was born a gambling man, traveling around to do the best I can. Country and Western Tuesday, 888-775-3773. Amazing. A spiritual battle. It ain't personal. It really not personal. You're either on the side of good or evil. And every human being that you've ever met, that you ever will meet, and that you ever know, is on the side of evil until they forgive and return to the Father. It's just the way it is. Some things never change. Every human being, it's in the Word. Every human being must be born again. You are of the darkness until you return to the Father. Then you will be of the light right here on earth. You don't have to wait to drop your body. The only thing you need to drop is the ego, the false self, the not you. Men and women of all ages, all colors, and money and power, so-called power, perceived power, prestige ain't going to help you. Hooping and hollering and dancing ain't going to help you. You are possessed. Every human being is possessed by evil of the thoughts and emotions. All thoughts and all emotions are evil. And emotions and thoughts are not necessary. It ain't necessary. Did you ever imagine that thoughts and emotions are not necessary? You have spent your whole life thinking that thoughts and emotions are necessary. So you thrive on them. You look for reasons to live in your imagination, thoughts, and be emotional. It ain't necessary. It's not necessary. Isn't that amazing? What's also amazing is that the Hake Report, it's coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And what's even more amazing more than amazing, more than miraculous. It's Joy on Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m. Did you hear his show yesterday? It was amazing. The topic was deep, for lack of better words. It was deep. And after Joy on Friday, the one, the only, the one with natural energy given to him by God. You think Trump has energy? The anchor baby is on the move. The American anchor baby at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Jason.
Hey, so you just think people are just going at Trump for no reason?
I'm sorry?
You think that people are just, like, the cases and stuff about Trump, they think they're just, like, there's no basis behind it. They're just doing it to be doing it.
No, they're doing it because they're evil. So there's a reason behind it. Their hearts are wicked, and they hate the light that they see in Donald Trump, and they'll desperately try to destroy the light, not knowing that you can't destroy the light. Doesn't even make sense, but that's what they want to do, Jason.
All right, okay. So you're saying like that? So the cases, so the things that they are charging him for, the documents. So you think he should have had classified documents?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's the president.
He was the president.
Same. Joe Biden has some. I'm sure Obama has them.
Hold on. He gave him back.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he gave him back. When asked for him, he gave him back. Donald Trump said that.
What'd you say?
It was like when Biden was asked for the documents, Biden gave the documents back.
That's not true.
Let them say. What you mean is not true?
It's not true, huh?
So, okay, all right.
Once a president, always a president. Don't forget that.
Well, you mean he can stay in the White House now? He got Air Force One now. He got all that stuff now.
Who?
Trump.
Trump don't need Air Force One when he has Trump One.
Well, I want to ask you about, the whole thing. Like, I'm just like, that was good. You just going to go, you railing, you like a fanboy for Trump, right?
But
I
want to
talk
sorry?
About, like, the, oh. No, you a fanboy for Trump. You a fanboy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Cause like, what up? Like, you.
I'm telling you, I'm not.
No. But you show what you say, the things that you do, you prove that you are.
I'm sorry.
Because you said that you saying that he didn't do anything. You saying he can do anything wrong. You put Trump above the law.
Well, I never said that. You never heard me say that.
No.
And, oh, wait. Yeah, but hey. You never heard me say that.
But when you say somebody can get away with
it. Why you say I said that when I never said that?
So you saying he can clean?
Why did you say I said you're not answering my question? You said I said something. No. You said I said something that I did not say. Why?
Oh, it could be inferred that that's what you mean.
It could be what?
Inferred.
What does that mean?
It means like you can like the what you said when you said that Trump can hold classified documents even though that he's not president.
Infer mean?
Infer is like you can like come to that conclusion.
Well, why would you come to a how can you come to a conclusion of something I never even said?
Based on what you said.
What do you mean?
Like when you
that he's a great white hope.
That's like so. You saying that he's the great white hope.
Do me a favor. How do you spell infer? How do you spell infer? Maybe that'll help me understand it.
I-N-F-E-R, infer.
What?
I-N-F-E-R, infer.
You sure?
I'm sure.
So are you happy with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, not like, oh, I mean, if Biden would just, like, take, like, if Biden would release the Mueller report and have Trump, like, knocked off for treason, then I would be happy with it. Because, like, that's what the Supreme Court said.
Jason.
What?
Are you happy with the handing down of the U.S. Supreme Court decision?
I mean, if Biden use it in his favor, then yeah, I would be happy for it. But if Biden don't use it for him, like if Biden don't use it for his own benefit, then no, I won't be happy about it.
How can Biden use the Supreme Court for his benefit?
Like how Trump is going to use it for his benefit?
No, how can Biden use it for his benefit, his own benefit?
By releasing the Mueller report.
The Mueller report.
Yeah, where it showed that Trump committed treason.
You said releasing his Mueller report?
No, the Mueller report. You don't know the Robert Mueller report? You don't remember that. You don't remember.
Oh, I thought you said Mueller report.
No, the Mueller.
You said Mueller.
Mueller, the Robert Mueller report.
And what's the Mueller report?
The report when they were showing like all the things, all the crimes that Trump committed. When they had the report, you know, the ones that the Republicans.
You ain't had, you haven't had enough yet.
Had enough of what?
The attack on Trump.
Have I not had enough? No, I think there should be more attacks on Trump.
You want more attack on him? Do you love Trump?
No, I do not love Trump.
Oh, well, no wonder.
You don't love everybody either.
Why don't you love Trump?
You hate for black people.
Why don't you love
Trump? Because he lied too much. Like, for start simple, he lied too much. He lied a lot. He lied so much.
What do you lie about?
For like rich people. Like he only like for the rich people.
What do you mean by that?
$1 billion.
If Trump is for the rich people, why did Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all those guys give him an award, appreciation award, for his support of black people and what he has done to help them?
Now, have you heard Al Sharpton talk about
it? No, answer. I asked you another question. You didn't answer the question.
Oh, all right, for photo ops. That's why they did it, for photo ops.
So they were lying?
Trump paid for stuff like that.
They were lying?
No, that's what, like, Trump paid for stuff like
that. They were lying? Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson were lying?
No, like, they got paid. They got money for that. They got benefits.
Oh,
like,
so Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton got money for pretending that they appreciated Trump?
That's what happened.
You may be onto something like that because... They clearly were not his friends, for sure.
What you mean clearly? Like, you think Trump is a friend? You think Trump is a friend? I'm gonna wait to see if you can answer the question. I'm gonna give you a minute to see if you answer the question.
What question?
I want to know why do all the people around Trump go to jail?
What people?
Why the people like the his campaign manager?
Who?
His chief of staff, who is the campaign manager? What is like what was the dude's name? Paul Manafort.
What?
Manafort, you remember like his campaign manager, Manafort, the dude that ended up going to jail for you. He trying to like hire back.
Is Manafort out, like, the same guy that made a fort?
Now you're trying to be like, there you go. Like, that's like, ooh, that's why it's so hard to like debate you. That's why Biden couldn't debate Trump because like you go to stuff like that. You go to talk, it's an irrelevant thing.
Amazing.
Can I ask you like one
Jason,
more?
Jason, thank you for your call, but I got to run because of time, but I do appreciate you. Let me go to... where's Jonathan from? Oh, okay. Jonathan out of Oklahoma. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Jesse, and I appreciate you receiving me, and I will be respectful and appreciate this church that we found. And I see the Father in you, Jesse, so I ask if you'd like to test the Father in me. I would love any questions that you got for me, brother.
Oh, I don't have it. I didn't call you.
Amen, brother. So I got some good news for you, and I got
Jonathan, are you a first-time caller?
No, we spoke about 6 years ago, and just 5 days ago, I saw a brother in you.
Amazing.
Amazing. And I'm really only here for you, Jesse, because the good news is for people that lead brothers to Christ. Amen? I rebuke that, Jesse, because
Jonathan, hold on for me, buddy. Hold on. Don't hang up. Just hold on. I'm going to let them talk to you a little bit more, kind of get an idea of what you want to speak to me about. Do not hang up, Jonathan. All right? Let me go quickly. Don't hang up, Jonathan. I just need you to be a little bit more laid out in what you want to talk about. That's all. They're going to get to you in a minute. Let me go to Pat out of New Hampshire. Pat, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Are you Reverend?
Are you a first time calling, Pat?
Yes, I am. I am.
You are first time calling?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The reason I called, is this Reverend Jackson or Jesse that I'm talking to? Not Jackson. Reverend Sharpton. Are you Reverend Sharpton or are you Jesse?
Who do you want it to be? Do you want it to be Sharpton? Jackson.
Sharpton, who I watch on the weekend.
I'll be the one you want me to be, Pat.
Okay. The reason
want it to be.
Well, I thought it was Reverend Jackson. Sharpton.
You called the wrong number. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Pat. We'll get Sharpton's number for you. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Fabio, 10 coffees. No
thank
message.
You. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed.
Happy White History Month.
Indeed. I'm finally wearing it. I was remiss in my duty to wear WHM yesterday, so I'm wearing it today. A day late.
And a dollar short.
And a beta back.
So you still have the beta back?
I have it. It came back. My beta back came back.
So beta back go and come?
Oh, yeah. Apparently.
What the?
It was dormant for years. I was doing fine.
Yeah, I remember. Is it true that a back pain never heals?
No, I don't believe that.
Back problems, they never heal?
I condemn those words.
No, that was a question.
I rebuke you. No, I don't think so necessarily. Depends on what it is. Anyway,
how come your back after like 20 years have not healed?
It did heal. It was just that I started exercising again, and I wasn't stretching last week. I was working and exercising, but not stretching. And you have to have a balanced life. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
Okay. And the show must go on.
We'll see. Mo Betta bought 20 coffees.
Let Pat know we don't have Sharpton's number from New Hampshire. Okay.
I think she was just being smart. But anyway, Mo Betta bought 20 coffees.
Oh, you do? Well, tell her to hold on if you're being smart.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like a smart mouth woman.
Indeed. I like a smart mouth woman.
Me too.
20 coffees. Very generous from Mo Betta. Jesse!
Yes.
I always knew the Honorable Steve King was awesome due to the level of hate, he always caught from the globalist lying media. But after seeing him on your show yesterday, I realize he is not just awesome, but amazing. Thanks for having him on.
Oh, my God. If you did not hear Steve King on my show yesterday, the interview with him, you missed it. But don't worry. You can podcast yesterday's show. He was on in the first hour, Congressman Steve King was on in the first hour yesterday for the whole hour. Now, you know it was amazing. It was deep, and we could have gone 2 or 3 hours with him. What manner of man is Congressman Steve King? And because of the greatness of him, the right old Republicans could not handle him. They hated the light in him, and they worked hard to get rid of him by any means necessary. Isn't that amazing? But thank you. I appreciate it.
Mobetta with 20 more coffees on top of those 20 before.
Thank you.
Jesse, next October is a filthy evil holiday. I think he means Halloween. But everybody in Europe dresses up like clowns. Now that you see you're getting very strong and toned, will you please make an easy preparations to show up as Mr. T from the A-Team, Army Special Forces?
You said next what?
Next October.
And what's next October?
Halloween, I guess.
Halloween's in October?
Yeah, the end of October.
Oh, I thought it was in November.
I'm presuming that he's talking about that. He wants you to be B.A. Baracus from the A-Team, Mr. T.
But I thought he said it was in Europe they look like clowns doing that.
Yeah.
Why would I put on Mr. T then?
Because Mr. T is not a clown.
What?
Let me finish the super chat.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Charlie Brown.
He is a clown.
He's a clown.
See?
That Charlie Brown. I used to sing that in 7th and 8th grade.
Amazing. Okay.
Mr. T wasn't actually...
But thank you, though. It's food for thought.
Army military policeman before his actor time was an E6 staff sergeant. He was humble in real life.
Is he still alive?
I believe so. He's older now.
Of course. Everybody get older after a while?
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah, he's alive to this day.
He is?
72 years old, tender age.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you for that suggestion. I'll smoke on it.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Keep it pithy, Mobetta. I sometimes have to abbreviate your supers, but thank you.
Piffy! Thank you.
And I try to read the most pertinent stuff, just so I don't cheat you too badly. He had 20 more coffees from Mobetta. Just like Joelle, I happen to be very appealing to the ladies, but I wanted to let JLP and the experts know somehow I got a stable woman and a grown-up son after so many years, married at 25. So... Nice.
Right on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wish you well. Thank you.
He asks if there's a magical age where a woman chills out and takes a deeper, realistic look into the world around her.
Yeah, just before death.
Nice. I think that'll help him.
50 years after you have suffered with her. And then she might wake up, if she's working on herself. I wish you well. Thank you.
He says she tried to kill herself, acted like she wanted to kill him every now and then over minor arguments, run away and bill him for expensive costs of filing for divorce, convinced her to withdraw from.
Why?
And he said, I just remained patient, blocked a few punches, knives, and flying objects. It was not easy.
Why you put up with all that? Let her go. If she want to commit suicide, let her do it. That's her body. She can do what she want. Remember?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Mobetta.
Yeah.
Joe from Florida, 5 coffees. Question for you, Jesse. Ended a 6-year relationship, find myself single again. No children. How should a man go about finding a good woman in the modern world? Any advice, things I should look for? Thank you and your staff for all you do.
Thank you. You find one by not looking for one. Don't look, and you shall find. Only seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and all will be well. All right? Thank you all. I'm going to get to all of your phone calls when I come back. All of them and your super chat. We'll finish those when we come back. 2 more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news, coming up right now. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show already, guys. It is Country and Western Tuesday, July 2nd. Happy White History Month, AD 2024, the year of our Lord. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and you can get on hold to get on air with JLP in the second hour. 1-888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, China now has the first samples ever collected, according to them, I guess, and according to Commie Nonsense Network, from the far side of the moon, the dark side of the moon. Well, it's dark for us anyway. We don't see it. And it says that it will share them. China says they will share these samples with scientists around the world. But United States access could be hampered by a 2011 law under Obama that prohibits space coordination between NASA, which does not mean lies, by the way. I looked it up on the fact check website. And China, without special authorization. Whose authorization? I don't know. Interesting, huh? Sort of. Hurricane eat that, space deniers. Explain it. Hurricane Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, churning toward Jamaica, according to CNN, is a dangerous Category 5 storm. That's a strong one, I think, after leaving at least one person dead. And inflicting ruin across the Caribbean islands, or Caribbean if you prefer. But I think it's actually Caribbean. On Monday, this storm has already ripped through scores of homes. That's 20s, many 20s perhaps, of homes in Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where many are still without power or water. A barrel continues to smash records as it kicks off an exceptionally early hurricane season, now becoming the earliest Category 5 hurricane on record and only the second Atlantic storm of such strength to be recorded in July. Forecasts show harsh winds and rain will be felt in Hispaniola today with as much as 3 feet of storm surge. That's the tide level rising 3 extra feet, something like that. Anyways, government officials have also activated national disaster response protocols in Jamaica. Water levels may rise 5 feet above normal tide levels, and that's quite a lot when you're down close to the coast and you don't have much elevation. Anyway, presidential immunity. The so-called Supreme Court rightly ruled on Monday, perhaps, that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, may claim immunity from criminal prosecution for some of the actions he took before leaving office. Crooked Joe Biden condemned the decision. But he's going to need that immunity, won't he? Because he's pulled a lot of shenanigans himself, maybe. Which ruled that presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for core official acts. And issued a stern warning over a possible second term for our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. There are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. He says, what a joke. We all know that's not true. That's what Biden stated in a speech from the Black on the Inside White House. Biden warned the high court set a dangerous precedent because of the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, including the Supreme Court of the United States, so claims Crooked Joe Biden. The decision will likely delay Trump's federal election subversion trial related to his actions on January 6th even further. Nice. And social media, the so-called Supreme Court Monday also declined to settle major questions raised in the blockbuster dispute over laws intended to protect conservative viewpoints on social media from politically motivated censorship. The decision delays a final ruling on whether it's unconstitutional for states to pass laws preventing online platforms from moderating their own websites in liberal, anti-conservative ways. Republican governors in Texas and Florida previously argued that laws are needed to keep such sites as Facebook and Instagram from discriminating against conservatives. The justice's decision means the laws will remain blocked for now while lower courts continue to sort out the constitutional questions involved. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2, jlptalk.com.
It's why history must history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. Jonathan, call me back from Oklahoma. I just need your message to be a little clearer as to what you're trying to say. Jonathan from Oklahoma, call Jesse back. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week is a doozy. It is a doozy. It's a doozy. I got to find it. Hold on. I think I need to update my back. Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Amazing question. I bet you never really thought of that. Amazing. Amazing. Have you ever thought about why do I attack back when someone attack me? You ever ask yourself that? All these questions are put out there so you can know thyself. So you, those who want to know, can understand what's going on with you. Let me know when Jonathan call back, all right? And I'll go right to him as well. If you're busy doing whatever you're doing, smashing, grabbing, knocking out white women, robbing, buying fentanyl, withdrawing from fentanyl, considering suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough, you can be listening to the show. Mad at the world, giving your husband problems or your wife problems, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad. And then once the fight dies down, you can podcast. But you can be listening live by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show today. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to, and then we'll finish those super chat, but I want to go to JD out of New Hampshire. JD, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, brother. How are we doing?
All is well.
That's good to hear, man. I didn't know you had a biblical question, so I had actually wrote one down. But if you want, I'll answer yours first, and then I'll ask you a good one, and maybe you use it in the future.
So you want to respond to my biblical question?
Sure, absolutely.
Why do you attack back when someone attack you?
I used to do that all the time until I started doing silent prayer and coming out of my thoughts and realized that there wasn't anything for me to defend. It was just the devil fighting with the devil. And I used to do that all the time.
And why did you do it?
I didn't know any better. I was just trapped. I was defending, you know, the ego, not realizing that I wasn't that, you know?
And so are you saying that you don't attack back now?
I have empathy for someone that wants to attack me because I used to be trapped in that same hell, you know? Everything the thoughts are, and emotions are making people...
Okay, so you don't attack back now, right?
No, not anymore, brother.
Amazing.
Not since God used you to wake me up a little bit. And I wanted to touch
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, JD.
And I have one last thing, if I could.
Okay.
Sunday's service at the end. People sometimes get confused when you might say to them, like, well, you're evil. It's not them that's evil, but when you say to them, you know, well, you're evil, I know of the flesh and the physical body.
You said, I'm sorry, you went out for a minute. You said, I know what now?
I know that when you're speaking to somebody and, like, you might say, tell them, well, that's because you're evil. You're not calling their soul evil. You're calling the mind of their flesh and their flesh evil, and they don't realize that they're not that yet. So that's why it's hard for people. Sometimes they misunderstand what you mean because they're you know, questioning, well, I thought I wasn't my thoughts, so how is the evil mine? The way they're making the evil theirs is they're giving it life by believing it is them. And they're not spiritually seeing that separation yet. Because you're not, when you say to somebody, oh, well, that's because you're evil, you're not calling their soul evil. It's all the things that they're doing and believing in is really the true evil.
Well,
living out the...
The real deal is people learn, you know, they learn intellectually. Not all, but most. They learn intellectually. Like people learn the Bible. They can quote the Bible. They can quote what the preacher say. And so in other situations, people hear the truth or whatever, and they learn it intellectually and not realizing that the devil in the imagination is repeating what they're learning. And they think that because they hear the devil repeating, because the devil is always playing God, they hear the devil repeating what they're learning, they think they have it. And so they start saying it over and over and over again, and it's just intellectual. And that's why I tell people not to hold on to words. Let them go into one ear and out the other, no matter if it's the truth or not. Do not hold on to the words so that the knowledge of it would disappear and wisdom will come. And it's the wisdom that will guide you with the truth. And then you can move on to more and more truth. But it's easy to get caught up in the intellect, thinking that you know when you really don't know. You just know about it or what you heard, but you don't know the truth. So
absolutely.
Most people get caught up in the intellect. So it's not what you just said that it was. It's the intellect. They're lost in the intellect.
Correct. That's what I was trying to explain, is that, like, you're calling the intellect evil, and if they're thinking they are the intellect, they think you're calling them evil, but you're really not. I understand what you mean by it when you say it.
Amazing.
I didn't know you had a biblical question. I had wrote one down. Maybe you will use it in the future. My question was going to be, why do you think you know on your own?
Your phone went out for a minute.
The biblical question that I was, trying to help some other people with was, why do you think you know better than God and make decisions on your own?
Oh, interesting. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. God bless.
Thank you, JD. Guys. And thanks for responding. Thanks for responding to the biblical question, JD.
I look forward to Sunday, bro.
All
God
right,
willing.
And the Crete, don't ride. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let's finish the super chat that we started on.
Super chat.
And then I'll get back to the phone.
Thank you, Joe from Florida, with his five coffees about ending a 6-year relationship and finding a good woman. You gave him advice.
Okay.
At the end of the last hour, not to look for one, I think he said.
Right. Don't look for. Women should not be looking for a husband or a man, period. And men should not be looking for a wife or woman. You should only seek the kingdom of God. Seek the truth. Seek love. Seek what is right. And all things will be added unto you. But if you see anything else before that become your God. You can only, when God says, seek first the kingdom of God, he wasn't playing. So don't look for, what's his name?
Joe from Florida.
Joe, don't look for a woman. You only look for what is right. Satan has you looking for a woman to fulfill your ego, and all you will ever end up with is a woman like you, and it's in trouble. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Gregatron with a coffee. Hey, Jesse, thanks to the Forf, I get paid on Wednesday, so here's an early super chat. Happy White History Month.
Right
and
on.
And we are uniting the races with truth.
That's right.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Thank you, Gregatron. I appreciate it.
Andrew, three coffees. Happy White History Month, y'all. Whew. Let's go, white people.
July just feels white.
Does the Great White Hope have anything to say?
Let me check.
Thank you, Andrew, with your three coffees. Nice suggestion.
And then I tweeted, I have many millions between Facebook and Twitter. It's great. It's like owning a newspaper without the losses. It's incredible.
Nice. Thank you.
No more thoughts about our coffee. I had an online job interview where I had to record video responses to questions. They asked me what expectations I have to work there. I had to start with, lately, I've had a wait-and-see attitude with no expectations, which is true. I did come up with some more stuff for the sake of answering, but honestly, I don't care if I get the job or not.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
Chuck V70 is a monthly supporter on Rumble, talking about how they fake loved Trump, like you mentioned in the first hour at the beginning.
Yeah.
He was in rap lyrics and everything.
Yeah. It was just all over the place. And I wasn't really paying attention to Trump back. I would see him around, like me. Sometimes I scrolling through the TV, I would see his show, but I never watched a full Trump show when he had it.
Yeah, me neither.
And then I would see him on Oprah, and I thought that when I would hear him speaking about how he made his money, how he saw things, it was a very interesting conversation. And I remember he would ask, it might have been Barbara Walters, but maybe Oprah, would you ever run for president? And at that time, I think he said something like, I'm not sure. I don't know if I had to, I would, but I don't know. Something like that. So you've always been brilliant in the way he saw things. But what a mess, huh? Thank you.
Look 'em all over on Rumble says, JLP, keep a space between you and Trump. Also, JLP, what manner of man is this?
The wind and sea obey him. Amazing. Thank you.
He's trying to imply that you're not keeping a space. But anyway.
Thank you, though. Anyway.
It's me, Xenia. It says, LOL, JLP, you're insulting Sandy. When you said that, guess that was Joy Reid.
Yeah.
That looks like Sandy.
That's a good point. Sorry, Sandy.
What?
You make a, who is that?
That's, it's me, Xenia.
It's me, Xenia. You make a very good point.
Sandy is Hassan's dog. For
I repent. I repent. I'm wrong.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Mebitz says, I disagree with Jesse on this point. Couples should be honest with each other. If I find out a woman has a long sexual history, I'm out. Better sooner than later.
then you're not married her for the right reasons. How about if she found out you had a long sexual relationship? You're not married her for the wrong reason. Women, stop telling men if you're virgins or not. It's your business between you and God alone. They will judge you. Human nature is evil. The hearts of human beings are evil, and they will judge you as though they're virgins, right? But in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, women didn't go around telling men that at all. They didn't even tell it to other women because they were closer to the father. They understood it was between them and the father, and the whole purpose is to make babies. Why go around bragging about it? You're never going to find love that way, ladies. You'll always get used because all you're ever going to get are mama's boys. And mama's boys are only into sex. That's all they're about because they have the mama spirit. They're looking for mama's love, and they're trying to find it through sex. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Prep Ham, Paul's a monthly supporter on Rumble, says, the downside of this immunity thing is that the Democrats will use this when they are in power as well.
But that has always been, I mean, all presidents have the immunity thing while in office as presidents.
I know, but it wasn't explicit as it is as the Supreme Court made it, because nobody ever went after the president like they went after Trump.
Oh, so...
So they did an unprecedented attack on Trump in
right.
the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did an unprecedented, well, actually, you can't just go after the president like this. It's
right.
stupid.
So, but it was already known, though.
It was already, yeah, I'm with you. But they're still going to use it for their, you know that they're going to twist anything that they can for their favor. They're dishonest. I think Prep Ham Paul is kind of right.
Maybe we should let him back in office then. We just keep President Trump there.
Nice.
Be like Putin. Putin doing what, like 80 years now in office?
Been since the 90s, I think, or the year 2000 anyway.
The dream team.
You're
Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking about Netanyahu when I said that.
The dream team. Thank you.
Urinal Chill says, wait, there are virgins in 2024? Double question mark.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, there are some.
Yep. Owen Conway, County Clare, Ireland, gave a coffee. Hi, Jesse and Hake. Is Jesse going to do a second interview with so-and-so for such-and-such fallen state? Alpha males on display. What do you think? Kind regards from County Clare, Ireland.
Thank you. Send it to my, you suggested to my producer at jesseleepeterson.com, and we'll look into it. I'll look into it. Thank you, though, for your suggestion and your super chat.
DJ bought a coffee. What happened to that good old Cottonfield song on Tuesday? When I was an itty bitty baby,
oh.
My mama used to rock me in the cradle.
Whatever happened to what's the name song from Alaska? Was it Alaska?
Pete.
Yeah, Pete's song. I thought we were gonna have it back this week.
I think he's supposed to dig it up and send it to us.
Oh, Pete said, Pete, send it. So he didn't send it yet?
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Pete, send that song. What the? Okay.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. Have you noticed Democrats have no respect for men? Seems only care about reproductive rights, voting rights, and emotions. Nothing about making things better for this country, such as crime, immigration, and the economy. One last thing, Jesse. I'm sick and tired of Democrats saying they create jobs. Now maybe the new government jobs, but not regular jobs. What do you think, Jesse?
Repeat that.
Democrats only care about reproductive rights, voting rights, and emotions. Nothing to make the country better. Crime, immigration, economy. Now they're pretending like they create jobs, but it's just government jobs, not real jobs.
And it's part-time job for illegal aliens.
Indeed.
It's not even for an American citizen. And number one, the Democrats don't care about women and so-called reproduction rights. They don't care that the women are killing the babies in the womb. They just want to vote. So whatever they can do to cater to the women to get the votes, that's what they'll do. Just like they're doing that with the illegal alien situation. they bring them in, and they're giving them whatever they want just to get the vote. They have no love. The Democrats don't love anyone, period. It's all about self. Also, I was thinking this morning how we have so much crime in our country now, and it's interesting to me that the Democratic Party invited criminals to come into our country. They brought in the crime into the country. Isn't that amazing? And then they brought it in at a time when there were no police. Stop funding the police and bring in the crime. Did you ever for a second think that your government will usher in crime into your country and then shut down the police so they can't do anything about it? What a mess, huh? Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young, who also bought another coffee. Hey, Jesse, first of all, Joyless Reed lives a lavish lifestyle, don't live in the ghetto. Why does he feel threatened by President Trump? I don't understand. Please.
What a mess. Thank you, Mike.
Do you know, can you tell me what the H-E double toothpicks does Trump being a threat to democracy even mean?
It has no meaning. It's just made up words.
Yeah.
Just words. Thank you.
10 coffees from Steve V. Very generous. He says, thanks for your message on life. God bless.
You're welcome. And thank you for your support. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I appreciate it. Stop there.
Okay.
And then I'll come back. I want to get you some calls. I'm looking at the clock here. But let's not forget. Let me go to first time caller out of Connecticut, Julie. Julie,
hi,
welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I met you a couple weeks ago on a counseling call with my husband.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that I have been doing the silent prayer in the morning and at night, and my problem is not sitting there for long periods of time. My problem is all the thoughts. I'm getting frustrated, and I don't feel better afterwards. I almost feel anger afterwards. So I feel like I'm doing it wrong, and I wanted your advice on what I could be doing better, I guess.
And so your question to me is what now?
How can I improve the experience of the silent prayer? So I'm sitting there, and I listen to your instructions on breathing and focusing on your belly and your forehead and just watching the thoughts go by. But I'm having trouble. I'm still in my imagination when I'm doing the silent prayer.
Are you able to see the thoughts?
I see the thoughts, but it's almost like I forget that I'm in the silent prayer and I go into the story and I experience it. I don't feel like I'm disconnected from it. I feel like I'm still connected to it.
And so when you see them, all you do, and if you go unconscious again, just come back to the thoughts. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
Because you've been living in them for so long, you have totally identified with them, believing that thoughts were your own. And so you're still going to go in and out for a minute. But if you stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it, and stay with it, eventually you will stop identifying with thoughts. You'll stop identifying with imagination. But you got to stay with it and be patient and stay with it until it will change on its own.
Okay.
It's just that you've been so accustomed to living in there for so long.
Yeah. Okay. And I did what you said. I forgave my mother. I went to my father. And I thought immediately the anger was going to leave me, but it didn't.
And why did you think that when you know that all thoughts are all lies all the time? What a setup.
Why did you
think that? You still believe in thoughts.
I thought that was your experience. When you went and you forgave your parents, you didn't have anger anymore.
But see, you went with them with expectation, went to them with expectation.
Yeah.
And thoughts, and you came back in the same way that you went. Had you gone without any expectation, you would have walked away a free person.
Okay.
You still communicate with the devil. Anytime you communicate with the thoughts, you're communicating with evil.
Okay.
Are you still getting mad and angry at your husband?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Because it's affecting our children, and I.
So if your anger is affecting your children, why are you doing it?
You said
that you're getting angry at your children, at your husband, because it is affecting your children. Why would you get angry at your husband knowing that you are affecting your children with anger?
Yeah, I didn't think of it as me affecting the children. I thought of it as him not being awake to what's going on in the house and passing it on to the kids. I'm just afraid of what I'm seeing. It's more anxiety and fear of what I'm watching him, like, go after the boys and then raise up the girls. And I'm nervous about how the kids are going to be growing up like this.
And that's why you can't see what's going on in yourself. You still have your eyes on your husband. You're not going to be able to see yourself and keep your eyes on someone else. You got to keep your eyes on you and you alone.
Okay.
Because your anger is what really destroying the children. But you keep your eyes on your husband so you don't realize that. You think your anger is not hurting, and it is.
Okay.
Why don't you take your eyes off everyone and everything and just watch you?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
Oh. The thoughts that I'm attached to, the fear thoughts that I need to protect my children, I need to stop them from being, you know, I don't want to say verbally abused, but attacked and wrongly attacked. Like I have to protect them. I'm thinking I have to protect them from that.
Are you the head of your husband?
Yes.
You're the head of your husband?
Yeah, right now I am.
Why don't you drop it?
Okay, even if he's not head over me.
Why don't you drop it?
Because someone has to be the head of the house.
But not you. You can't be the head of your husband.
Okay.
What a mess!
You said that last time.
Why don't you drop it, Julie?
Okay, I thought someone has to be in charge.
Of what?
The house, and making sure it runs in order.
Well, it's your job to watch over his children, make sure they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They go to school. We come home. We have dinner for them and your husband. And then when your husband get home, if there are situations happening with the children, you tell your husband about it. He handled it. That's how things roll. You're not supposed to be over your husband like this.
Well,
it's no wonder you're not getting better.
But he's not taking up the role.
You're in the way.
Okay.
You're not obeying your husband.
There's nothing to obey. He won't even tell me what to do.
Like what? What does he need to tell you to do?
He needs me to tell me that he can handle it. I don't need to handle it.
Why does he need to tell you that? Why don't you get out of the way and see if he handles it?
Okay, I will.
No, that was a question.
Wow.
Hold on, Julie.
Yeah.
Hold on. 888. What a mess! 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I come and sit down with me in a rocking chair. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Red brick buildings on each side of town provided the jobs for people all around. Like the monuments they are, they're standing still. When you come to Canton, see the cotton mill. Grandma worked on a loom machine.
Beautiful. Isn't that music just beautiful?
They made the denim for your blue jeans.
Wow. Country.
Papa built the houses
and Western
on the hill.
Music. The way of the world.
Across the street from the cotton mill.
Love it. Thank you. Wow. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Follow us on social media. Social media. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP. cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. And for personal shout outs, go to Cameo. Birthday shout outs, winning shout out, happy White History Month shout outs, encouragements, whatever the occasion is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And for counseling, and I have to tell you in advance so you don't give the scheduling guy a hard time. The counseling is just like, you have to wait for a while, right? But you will eventually get in. It is booked to the max. I counsel with men and women around the world, so it's really busy right now. But be patient. Don't yell at the scheduling guy. And if anybody cancel and you're next in line, he called the next in line person and let you know. All right? By phone, Skype, or walk-in counseling. Go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment, all right? Individual and family, couple, whatever it might be. Let me go quickly back to Julie. We try to get some understanding here. So, Julie, why not get out of the way of your husband and work on you so you can be guided by the light?
I want that, but he's still, it's like a lesbian relationship. Like, he does, the kids will come to me for, they want help from me because he doesn't say anything.
And do you tell them to go back to your father?
Not as much as I should.
And why not?
Because the times that I've done that, when they go to him, he looks to me and asks me what he should say.
But you don't have to respond to him. Because it's been one way. You guys got together in the wrong way. You've come together in the wrong way, right? You marry a baby, a mama's boy, and he marries an angry woman. You got together wrong. So now it's all wrong, but both, your husband's working on himself, right?
I think he would say yes, but not fast enough for me.
But see, look how do you know how fast it needs to go?
Because things are still a mess.
But the mess is inside of you.
Okay. All right.
Would he say that you're working on yourself?
He would.
And would he say you're too slow or not fast enough?
He doesn't care.
Beautiful.
He doesn't care.
And he shouldn't care.
Yeah. Okay.
So why don't you take your eyes off your husband? And that's why you're having a hard time with the silent prayer. You have all these expectations. You're still trying to rule. If you want God to change the situation, you got to let go. You got to let go and trust truth, trust love.
Okay.
But you're still looking at the situation and listening to what the devil is telling you to do, blaming your husband when it's you. You need to get out of the way and let him work on himself and he'll be fine. And you have a chance to have a marriage that would last until death do you part if both of you are working on yourselves.
Okay.
But you can't be looking at your husband talking about, oh, you're not working on yourself fast enough. You're not doing it the right way. You got to stay out of it.
Well, he follows me around. So if I do the silent prayer, then he does it. But he'll get up when I get up. Like, he doesn't do anything on his own.
And how you feel about that?
I just think I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not attractive. I want a man. I don't want someone following me. I want to follow him.
Well, then here's what you do. You just work on you and don't like him or dislike him. You don't have a right to like or dislike anyone, including your husband. You're trying to overcome evil, and by you judging him, it's keeping you in evil. It's enough if what you're saying is true, and I don't know. It's enough to see it, but you're wrong for having an opinion about it.
Okay.
Meaning you're wrong for judging him.
Okay.
Drop the judgment.
And trying to control him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you do the silent prayer, you just relax and watch those thoughts. That's all. You want to be the watcher, the observer. You don't want to be the maker, the creator. You want to be the watcher.
Okay.
Do you think being frustrated with him is attractive?
No, not probably not.
Probably not or not?
No, it's not. I know it's not.
Yeah, well, you gotta drop it. You're looking at your husband, but not seeing what you are doing.
Right.
I can hear the devil now telling you, oh, it's time to get up and do the silent prayer. And you get up, and your husband get up too, like, look at him. He is not getting up on his own. He's just following you. And you're judging him.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
And you're still worshiping the devil when you listen to that.
Okay.
So what? If he get up when you get up, fine. At least he's making the attempt to change.
Okay. You're right.
What a mess, Julie.
This is your job to fix us.
I'm trying to point you to the source that does the fixing.
Okay.
All right. So back to the drawing board. You do the silent prayer morning and night. And during the day, you watch, you know, bring your body back, your mind back to your body when you get lost in your thought, thinking about the past or the future, or judging your husband or yourself or anyone. and just work on you. Practice watching. Watching what's going on inside of you so you can see how you got in this mess and you will see how to overcome it.
Okay.
How to get out of it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Amazing. Bye-bye. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Let me go to first time caller. There's a line open, folks. Let me go to first time caller out of South Carolina, James. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, James.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. July just feels white.
Amen.
Amazing.
So Jesse, I was actually listening to one of your Sunday services from a couple weeks ago. I'm a little behind on keeping up with it, but I still listen. And you were asking, why don't adults really act grown up or grow up anymore?
Yeah, I don't see any more grown-up people. I see people who look like they've got a grown-up body, but ain't nobody home. The grown-up not there.
So I was thinking about this, and I believe the reason is because a lot of people don't have to struggle anymore. There's no reason in their life to build up strength. So I know Hake was talking about you get a computer and you sit behind a desk and that's your work. Nobody goes outside and has to deal with the hot sun or the cold weather. They don't really have to earn anything anymore, so they don't have to struggle. And if you don't make enough money to provide for yourself, you can always ask the government to subsidize you. And there's no real risk, so you don't have to try and do anything anymore. So you just stay weak the whole time.
That's very interesting. You might be on to something, James, because you're right in that when I was growing up and the generation just before me and the one right after me, they did. They had to work. Even as children, they had to work in the home. They had to help around the house. They had to do things. And then when they became a teenager, they had to go out and get a job. They didn't just sit at home and play on the computer all day. And the government wasn't giving them free stuff as it does today. So you may be onto something in that the struggle helped you to grow up.
Well, it's the same as the silent prayer. You just have to struggle through it. You have to sit there and watch and struggle with it. And through that, you'll become better.
Yeah, you have to stay with it. Yeah, stay with it, stay with it. Very interesting point, man. Not thought about that. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking about the number of people who are relying on the government now. It's more than I ever thought it would be. And these are men and women relying on the government. And then their parents, if the government is not taking care of them, their mamas are taking care of them, and fathers in some cases. And so they never get a chance to go through hard times so they can grow from it.
Right. And I'd be willing to bet that it's the same situation with the parents. The parents were treated the exact same way as they're treating their kid, and they didn't really have to struggle. So if hard times come up, say the father loses a job or something, their whole world falls apart because they don't trust that the Lord will provide and things will be taken care of, even if they have to struggle for a bit.
Yeah. What a mess.
And one last thing, Jesse. I got to speak with my great-grandfather for a couple of years before he died. He actually served in World War II. He flew a bombardier plane. He had a saying, it was, weak times create strong men. Strong men create weak times, and weak times start the cycle back all over again. And I feel like we've lost a lot of the strong men and the strong influences in our world today. And so we're heading right back down into hard times. And that cycle is going to start back again, and we're going to have to struggle a little bit so we can come back and make some more strong people.
I hope you're right, man, because if ever we needed strong people in America, we need it now.
Right now.
Right now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here now. Thank you, James.
Right now. Thank you, Jesse. You have a blessed day.
You too, buddy. Very interesting input. I appreciate it. Amazing. Did you hear that talking about the ego wife in an op-ed supported Obama over Biden? This is from the New Republic. We are told from widely circulated reports that his decision to stay in the race will come down to what his wife, speaking of Joe Biden, will come down to what his wife, Jill Biden, says. A source told a team of NBC reporters that if she decides there will be a change, of course, if she decides there will be a change, of course, there will be a course. I didn't understand that, but okay. Oh, if she decided there would be a change, of course, there would be a course. So I guess in the op-ed, so this came from an op-ed piece out of the New Report, New Republic. Amazing. Was it's quite clear, it should be, after that debate between the Great White Hope and Joe Biden the other night, and it was clear Joe Biden lost that. He didn't even, poor Joe Biden, don't blame him. He didn't even have a chance. After the debate was over, Jill was like, Joe, you did a good job. You answered all the questions, and you did really good. And Joe Biden stand up like mama telling him a lie to make him feel good. And then she said, the only thing Trump did was to lie. It was then that I realized this woman, Jill Biden, is evil. She does not love her husband, and she's desperate for power. She's desperate. Ain't no way for now she's going to make Joe Biden step down. She's running it. That's why she can haul him around, hold his hand, and carry him around. He's just a token. And his children don't love him either. Because if his children loved their father, there would be no way that they would go along with Joe Biden and keeping Joe Biden in this race. I was talking to one of my sisters the other night after the debate. And she was saying, and she's a Democrat, she was saying, well, I can't believe that when I saw that, it reminded me of Dad. My dad and her father, right? He had the Alzheimer's disease thing. And as time went by, he started to act and walk and do just what Joe Biden is doing. I don't know if Joe Biden has that or not, but the symptoms were the same. And then there's no way we'll let our father, our dad, just be humiliated like that in the public. Jill Biden is about Jill Biden. And it's too bad the children are about themselves, too. Power, perceived power, and wealth. What a sad world. Men, women don't love you, and you don't love them. Your wife don't love you, and you don't love her. And Jill Biden is a perfect example of not loving your husband. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Lori bought a coffee with a biblical question answer, this new biblical question.
Why do you attack back when someone attacks you?
When evil in other people attacks me, the evil in me automatically wants to prove I'm right. I know intellectually I have nothing to prove, but my ego wants to be heard, says Lori.
And so that's why, and so her reason of attacking back is what?
The evil in me wants to prove she's right. And she knows intellectually she has nothing to prove,
mm-hmm.
but her ego wants to be heard. So that's one of the ones in control.
Thank you for that. Very interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for your support and responding to the biblical question. That's interesting. Thank you.
Taking care of business on DLive says an eye for an eye, JLP.
And a two for a two.
That's why.
Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother. Right on.
Nice.
You heard that song before?
No. Maybe. Oh, I heard about the vote for me and I'll set you free thing. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe from you.
Hassan, you heard that before?
No, sir.
Really? An eye for an eye and two for two. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Right on, brother. Right on.
You can tell it's a black song.
And around and around and around and around we go.
Or a southern song, anyway.
In black.
Don't call me.
N-word.
That's right. Don't call me N-word.
Whitey.
Whitey. Don't call me Whitey. N-word. What a mess. How come we can't sing those songs anymore?
What the?
We can't even sing Half Breed anymore.
It's because the women have no sense of humor.
Half Breed was all I ever heard. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's me, Xenia. I honestly think they're going to allow Trump to win so they'll get more money like his first term and back up their somewhat failing plan. They'll have their people close, too.
We'll see. Ain't no telling what might happen between now and November. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Keeping cool will be the thing to do. Let's wait and see, but it's no telling at this point. And thank you very much.
Nikki, five coffees. I've asked myself today, am I in this world because of my attachment to suffering? Emoji. The only time I'm free from suffering is when I'm present in the silent prayer. Otherwise, I'm tormented by the idea that I'm a person with thoughts and desires. It's unbearable.
Amazing. That's deep. That's very, very deep. Keep an eye on you. Just keep watching. Stay present. Keep watching, and all the answers will come. I'm telling you. Thank you.
Coldberger Art. Yes, Jesse, I was in church since I got my thrills outside the women, the men's forum. Church will do. Nice biblical question. I'll think about it for next church.
Right on. Thank you. I thought that was Coldberger Art.
Yep.
I like that name, though.
He also gave a silly face emoji with tongue sticking out.
Amazing. Thank you.
Colon P.
Thank you.
You're in old chills. Oh, yeah. I already read that one. Joel bought our coffee. I'm white, and you're like a black father I never had. LOL, thank you for pointing me back the way when I was lost.
Right on. A different mother. Well, how did they go?
Son of a different mother.
Something like that, different mother. Thank you. One more hour to go. When I come back, your phone calls and the super chats and everything. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
To my family, instead of just sitting
That's
down and
out.
Saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, whole lot of mess going on in the world, guys. This is the end of hour one, hour two, I mean, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, the 2nd of July, AD 2024. Going to talk about the Ukraine coup attempt. Did you know? A little update on Gaza. Trump Tower in Saudi Arabia. That's fun. 5-minute electric car battery charging. What could go wrong? And another flight. 30 people injured on a flight from Madrid to Uruguay. Or Uruguay. So check it out. The First Lady also talking tough. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show coming right up. There is one line open, guys. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. Over in Ukraine has foiled an alleged plot to overthrow the government, according to the Commie Nonsense Network, that would have played into Russia's hands, so claimed security officials in the war-torn country on Monday. Ukrainian authorities arrested at least four suspected coup organizers who allegedly planned to trigger a riot in Kiev on June 30th as a distraction to seize control of the Ukrainian parliament and remove the military and political leadership from power. Unclear if those accused have any connection with Russia, which has waged a devastating full-scale invasion against its southwestern neighbor for nearly 2.5 years. And NATO has kept Ukraine in the war, which they should have just flown the white flag immediately, in my opinion. The suspects face up to 10 years in prison if found guilty. Well, that's nice. 10 years doesn't sound so bad for trying to do a coup. We'll see what happens. As the war in Gaza nears 10 months, Israel issued new evacuation orders today in the enclave, including for eastern Khan Yunis and Rafah. The latest orders have forced residents, many of whom were already displaced, to seek shelter elsewhere in what signals the possibility of another ground operation. Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, I use the term loosely, okay, on Monday he said that the country's military is nearing the end of the stage of eliminating Hamas's army in Gaza. He again vowed, that's Bibi, based Bibi, don't get nervous. He vowed that Israel would achieve its goals, including returning the hostages that were abducted by Hamas militants on October 7th. Israeli attacks in Gaza have killed more than 37,700 Palestinians and injured over 86,000 people per Gaza health officials. A little update, Trump Tower is coming to Saudi Arabia. The Trump Organization revealed plans Monday to develop a luxury Trump Tower in Saudi Arabia. Go Saudis. I don't care if they did 9/11. Shout out to New York. Critics are raising concerns about potential conflicts of interest should our greatest president return to the White House to turn it from black on the inside back to white on the inside. And there the critics are always yapping. Am I right? There's an electric car battery that takes less than 5 minutes to charge. Sounds dangerous to me, but I don't know. Faster charging times are a key demand among many electric vehicle drivers, as you can imagine. It takes less than 5 minutes to fill up a gas tank, usually, right? A British startup may have found the answer, so hopefully they get it right. 30 people were injured in an Air Europa flight, according to CNN, from Madrid to Uruguay. After a strong turbulence, that's wind resistance and shaking, forced the Boeing plane, another Boeing, to make an emergency landing. There's no evidence so far the injuries were caused by a manufacturing problem, but Boeing has recently faced a series of whistleblowers alleging safety issues at the company. But they're not the only people with a culture of low-quality work, okay? So they're not the only ones. It's affected the whole culture. We will continue to fight. That's a first so-called lady, Dr. Jill Biden, stated, appearing as Vogue's new cover star. Vogue magazine, that woman's fashion magazine, just days after crooked Joe Biden's shaky first debate performance rattled the Demon Rat Party. She will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. I'm James Hake.
Why history? what he's doing wrong. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Celebrated 7 years of white history, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. It's a doozy. Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Amazing question. Why do you attack back when someone attack you? Have you ever thought about that in thinking about your life and working on yourself? Have you ever thought, why do I attack back when someone attack me? If you're busy out and about, you can be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, all right? So it's Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show today. It is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back
my country
to me.
Ah!
Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. Before I go to the calls, talk about mama's love. This video, I don't quite understand it. But I kind of understand it, and I need the anchor baby to come in and help me understand it even clearer. He can explain this a little better than I can, and I want to hear what he has to say about it. This is a viral video trend. Parents are pretending to smack their kids in the back of the head to see how they will react. Parents are pretending to smack their kids in the back of the head to see how they react. Watch this from X.
If I may, real quick, the caption, when this is posted, the person who posted this wrote, "Bunch of little liars." So,
meaning that the kids are little liars or the parents?
Well, keep that in mind as you watch the video. But yeah, the kids are liars.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're saying.
Amazing. Watch this.
Oh, it's okay. Oh,
baby, okay.
Oh, are you okay?
Oh, it's okay. Oh. Are you okay?
Oh, okay, baby. Oh.
Sonny,
get your head. Oh no.
Oh, Sonny, are you okay? Oh no.
Penta hit your baby's head.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh no. Oh no, are you okay?
That one didn't even touch it.
Tending to hit his head to see if he will react.
Okay?
He thought it was funny.
Oh, no.
But.
Oh, the baby. Sorry, baby. Eloise, a baby.
You got a lot of dads doing it there.
Amazing. So I don't understand it.
Okay, this is why I put this in even. Because I've heard this before about children that. If you didn't run up, when you see a kid fall at the playground when they're playing and they fall and hurt themselves, that it's not them hurting themselves that causes them to cry, but it's when the parent comes up and starts overreacting.
That's for sure.
I've always kind of heard that, but I never seen video proof all put together in one long video like that.
Right.
And I thought what was funny was that in the comments and the people who posted this say, bunch of little liars. And I had to point that out because they're almost putting that on the kid, and I wonder if they know that it's all their fault.
It is the parents' fault because the kids are clearly overreacting because the parents are overreacting. Mm-hmm. They're rubbing their head, oh, poor baby. Because the kids, some of those videos were looking around to see what had happened.
Right.
And if they had not seen anything and no one reacted, it wouldn't have bothered them at all.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So I think that's what's going on here. And they want to say that the kids are, like, fibbing, but the kids are just overreacting to the parents.
100%.
And I know it's a joke video. I'm not saying it's that deep, but at the same time, mama's love will turn you into a little crybaby.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It definitely came from the overreaction of the parents, the reason they start crying.
Big time.
Because they didn't even touch the kids.
Video proof.
What a mess. And so were they trying to make a point by this, or are they just trying to be funny?
They're trying to be funny. Like, it's just they saw one parent do it, and it becomes a trend, and now everybody's doing it. And, yeah, it's a trend, but I wonder if they know what function is being abused here for the joke. The function that's being abused is the parents overreacting. It's usually the mother, but you see a lot of the dads doing it.
So it's the parents who are the liars because they lying to the children.
Big time.
Also, they're traumatizing the children. They're teaching the kids to overreact. And as they're learning to overreact to little things, as they get older, they're going to find themselves overreacting to big things as well. So they're setting them up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Hey, do it for the gram.
What a mess. Also, so your girlfriend came back last night.
I thought I was alone. I thought nobody was listening to me when I was singing that.
And so now you have to sing that song, My Baby's Coming Back Tomorrow. Ain't that good news?
I thought I was by myself. I was belting those notes out.
My baby is coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news?
Even though I've never heard that song,
news.
It just came out of me naturally.
Man, oh man, ain't that news? I got an email.
Text.
A text just the other day. It used to be I got a letter because in those days we didn't have text.
I got a virtual reality the other day.
And she told me she's sorry she went away. Amazing. Well, I'm glad she's back.
And my heart is mended.
Yep. You don't have to sing that song for a while. The Anchor Baby.
Bye.
At 12 noon today. Check out the American Anchor Baby. 888-775-3773. Let me go to James out of Missouri. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to compliment you on, I called before and asked for miracles, but I wanted to compliment you on sticking up for what's right. Thank you.
I appreciate it, James. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. I wish you well, James. Let me go to Aman out of India. Aman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
I'm loud and clear, right?
Go ahead, yes.
Oh, okay. So I had three questions. I'll be fast about it. My first question is, I've heard you say, like, when you were young, you asked God to, like, make it rain in front of you. And
yes.
It rained, and you asked again, and it, like, stopped and rained again and stuff like that.
Right.
And I did the same thing, and God never does it. Like, I asked 7 or 8 times, like, he does not. And right now, it's a rainy season in India, and I'm like, God, it's cloudy right now. Can you just make it rain a little bit so that I can know that you are with me and stuff? He does not. And why is that, I wonder?
Because you're too old to be asking. I was a kid.
No, but I'm 23. But no, 24.
I know, but you're old.
So that's why he doesn't, like, make it?
Yeah, because you don't mean it. I was like, six.
Oh, you really had doubts about it?
No, at that age, I had no doubt. At your age, you have doubt.
About what?
Whether he's going to let it rain or not.
Yeah, that's why
you were testing him, and you cannot test God.
Oh, yeah. I thought about the same thing, like Jesus said, don't test God.
Yeah.
And I was like, that could make sense.
Yes.
Okay, so my second question is, like a week ago, I had a question, and the question was, is devil strong or weak? And I was thinking about, in my mind, like, I should ask Jesse about it and stuff. So as soon as you start live streaming on YouTube, I was like, should I call Jesse, should I call not? And then I was like, let me just do the prayer, silent prayer, and then after that, I'll call Jesse. And after, like, doing the silent prayer, as I'm doing the silent prayer in 10 minutes mark, all of a sudden, I hear or I realize or something just happened, and, like, I heard the answer, like, the devil is neither strong nor weak. He is a liar, a deceiver, nothing else. And I was like, who said that? And I was like, is that my realization or is that the devil speaking to me? And then my question is, am I right about this? And if I am right, how do I know the difference between realization and the devil speaking to me?
Well, any voices that you hear in your head, it's up practical thoughts, right? But any voices you hear in your head is of your father, the devil. So God's voice is a voiceless voice. It doesn't speak words to you at all.
Yeah, but I don't know how to describe it. That's why I said it. It's like a voice, but is it a realization? But first, I want to ask, like, am I right about that?
Are you right about what?
Like, the devil is neither weak nor strong. He is a liar, a deceiver.
The evil has no power at all. Zero. It has been defeated.
Yeah, but that's not my question.
What's your question? Hold on for a minute. I mean, let me let you talk to the screener out there. We can get this question correct because I don't know what you're asking. If you're not asking if the devil is strong or not, he has no authority. But don't hang up. They'll take your call and then I'll come back to you. See if you can get his question straight out there. Let me go to Christina out of Mexico. Christine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. Happy White History Month, and I'm glad that your eye is healing well and quickly.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. And it's, I can feel the stitches in my eyes, in my eye, mm-hmm. but it's not painful, and yes, it's definitely healing. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. So I was calling for three things. One was to apologize to you because last week you had asked me a question and I didn't even answer it. So I'm really sorry. So I'm going to get that out of the way.
I don't remember, but okay.
Okay. You had asked that when I had realized that evil was working through me, if I was surprised. And I was surprised, but very quickly, but I was more disheartened when I realized it. I was 14 when it happened, so I remember the moment so well because I think I told you in the past that I observed the world, and that's how I learned. Uh-huh. When I was 14, that was the first time I observed myself. And that's when I realized, like, oh, okay, like, I'm the reflection of that I'm observing too. And I was like, oh, I figured it out, and I was happy. And then I was like, oh, I figured it out. And then I was kind of disheartened, and I was like, that's not good. I got to start changing my ways.
Why were you disheartened that to discover evil were working through you?
Because that's not the way I want to be.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And then the second thing I wanted to do was thank you for last week. Like I said, I'm a really weird person. I don't really partake in the common thought of people. So a lot of people think I'm kind of weird and... I was very happy that you received me well on that phone call. So I just want to let you know I really appreciate you for that.
No, you're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets Definitely. Clearer when you stay with it.
Right. And then the third thing I wanted to call about was I've noticed on the calls, you ask a very good question of people if they understand what sin is. And it seems everyone says the same thing, like, oh, it's evil. It's like all these negative things. And I'm starting to realize that maybe the way people are understanding sin isn't really helping them really have a grasp on the concept. And I was wondering if I could give my two cents on that and see what you think.
Okay.
So sin, like our English language is an evolved language. It comes from many different areas. And I think that for me personally, the meaning of sin can come from something from long ago that we've just lost our grasp on. For instance, at one point, sin used to be considered something like missing the mark or a shortcoming of some sort. But in Spanish, sin means without. Like if you go to a restaurant and you order a drink and you don't want ice in it, you say, quiero una bebida sin hielo, like without ice. And our spirit is a reflection of our physical body, vice versa. So when you think about it, when we're born into the world, have you ever heard of a baby born with a full stomach? No, it needs nutrition to grow and develop. Just like our spirit, when it's brought into this world, we're left without something. And I think that's what God intended for us to come in so that we can be whole and become our individual. If God made us full, we'd all be the same, and that'd be a pretty boring life if everyone was the same. So with our nutrition in our soul, we either get things that are bad with us that cause sin, leaving us with an eternal emptiness because it comes and goes, or we get fed with nutrition that's holy and fulsome and gives us fulfillment. It makes us full and it makes us a whole spirit so we can develop, whereas if we get sin, which is like the junk food of our soul, we debilitate.
Well,
I don't, different point of view on that.
That's interesting, but I don't quite understand. I do know that sin is of the heart, and anyone that has anger is sinning because they're playing God. They're judging. Mm-hmm. They have ideas about things. They plan. They think they know what they want. They think they know what to ask God for. They're playing God, and anyone that plays mm-hmm. God would never know God. So that's why the heart has to change from anger to love, and when the heart changes, everything starts to work naturally by God. But the heart right. has to change first.
But wouldn't it be interesting to think that maybe the anger And that is just a symptom of the emptiness that we haven't fulfilled in our spirit.
Well, anyone that has anger is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're of their father, the devil, and in the devil, there is no life. There's only death. Even though they think mm-hmm. that they're alive, they're really dead. Their eyes are open, they're moved about, but they're dead because anyone that has anger is dead. They cannot see.
Right. Yeah, like they don't have that spark in their eyes anymore.
They're dead, yeah. They're not alive. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Christina, thank you. I got to run because of time. Call me again, though. I appreciate you.
Oh, my God. I appreciate you too, Mr. Peterson. I hope you have a very good day.
And you stay with it, all right?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Aman. Let's try him again out of India. He want to know, is the devil strong or weak? The devil is weak, Aman, and there is no strength in him.
Okay. So, like, weak, like, compared to, like, who? Like, God or human beings or, like, what? Or he's just weak through?
He has no power, no authority, no nothing. He can only cause you to deceive you by making you believe something that's not true. But he has no power over you or anyone at all if they don't give into that, if they don't believe the lie.
Okay. So my third question is, like, these days, I don't know how to say this, but, like, for the past few months, when I'm doing the silent prayer, like, my body is, like, start to shake very violently, and I'm very aware. And just like 4 days ago, I was doing the silent prayer in the night, and like I was aware, and all of a sudden my hand just started to make a fist, and I started pounding my leg I pounded my leg 4 or 5 times, and then I was like, it went away. But I was like, wow, like I'm so shaking when I'm doing the silent prayer.
I mean,
why is that?
You don't have it. Are you having any medical issues?
No medication, no nothing, no.
Yeah,
everything is normal.
I was going to say, if you're having medical issues, make sure you go to a doctor and get a checkup. I'm not a doctor. But if it's just that things or just happen to as you're sitting still, you just be still and watch it happen and don't do anything about it. But if you're having physical medical issues, go to the doctor.
So when it's happening, I should not even react to it?
Right. If it's not medical, then you just let it happen. You just watch it happening. Because there's nothing you can do about it if it's spiritual.
Okay. And one last question. Like, it's so easy to do the silent prayer in the day, but for me, it's getting harder to do it in the night.
And why
is
that?
For some reason, I don't know. It's like I'm able to do it like 1 hour in the day and half an hour in the day. But in the night, I can only do 10 minutes because I start to feel like restless inside, like anxious, restless and stuff. I start to feel something and I just wake up like I want to move around. It's so hard to do it in the night for some reason.
Well, just relax and just watch and don't do anything but watch the thoughts and see what's happening. All right. Because,
is it because, like, I'm not still enough and aware, not aware enough?
I'm not sure, but I would want to encourage you to stay with it. And if you can only do 15 minutes, just do that. And then it'll grow into, you'll find yourself doing it a little longer and a little longer. Don't force it.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Jason.
All right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Kevin is out of Pennsylvania. There's a line open, 888-775-3773. Kevin is out of Pennsylvania. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, what's up?
All is well.
This is the third time I called. I believe we had some conversations before. It was pretty good conversations. But happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I think if you were white and you had a podcast starting White History Month, that you'd be taken off the air. Do you think so?
I don't know. I don't know, because that's not the case. So I don't think about that.
Okay. Well, because the, well, think about it, because, I think that,
why do I need to think about it? Why think about something that's not an issue for me?
Okay.
When you say that, think about something that doesn't exist?
Well, I mean, you think about these issues, white issues and stuff. So I thought maybe it would cross your mind that that the fact that you're black means that you can say that type of thing and not be canceled for it.
Have you tried? You're white?
Yeah.
Have you tried that and you were canceled for it?
I can think of some other people.
I'm talking about you. Has that happened to you?
I haven't tried to do that because I think that it wouldn't turn out well if I did. Like, if I were you,
I would not think on those things at all, because if you think on those things, then you bring those things upon yourself.
I mean, like, if I were to say, it's hard. There's a fine line.
What do you say about that? If you think on those things, you bring those things upon yourself. What do you say about that?
I mean, I'm not sure. Kind of, I guess, but I'm just like.
You say what now?
Like,
what'd you say?
I guess what I'm saying is like, if
no, what'd you say to that? If you think on those things, you bring them up on yourself.
Yeah, to some extent, yeah.
So why would you think upon things that you would bring upon yourself?
I don't know. It just comes into my head. I don't know.
Why you go along with it, though?
I mean, I don't know. I just, just trying to, like, think about I'm just trying to be, like, aware of, you know, what's going on in the world.
But that's not awareness. That's unconsciousness. Because you're thinking on things that's bringing trouble for you. If you didn't think on them, you couldn't bring trouble for yourself. And so when you think on those things like that, you're wishing and listening and obeying evil. Because evil wants you to think on those things.
So you're saying, like, just don't think about, like, you don't really, like, you're not, like, a deep thinker type person?
But that's not deep thinking. That's dark thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Do you believe that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't believe that?
I guess I think a little bit, like, deeper or something.
Do you believe that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
No.
You don't believe that?
No.
Why not?
I'm not, because I'm not sure where you're getting that from.
You see what now? Hold on a minute.
I don't know where you...
Hold on a minute, all right? Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your super chats and everything, and your phone calls. Quick break. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is open on D-Live. Thank you. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. He doesn't have that good hair for nothing. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon today. The American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God. Also, no men's forum this Thursday, guys. Every first Thursday of the month, normally it's men's forum, but this Thursday is the 4th of July. Born on the 4th of July, I was born on the 4th of July. 4th of July. And I wish you all well. Have fun. Not too much. Be careful. Watch your backs. All right. Watch your back. And if the Lord is willing and decreed to arrive, we'll pick up on this in July. August. That's amazing. Next month will be August. What the? And social media support us, like, ring the bell, follow, subscribe on X, JLP Talk on X, and Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right? I do appreciate it. I'm going to try to get to as many calls and super chats as possible. Let me just quickly finish up with Kevin, I believe, out of Pennsylvania. So, Kevin, you don't believe that all thoughts are all lies all the time?
I don't. I've never heard that before. I'm not sure where, but that's okay. I just, yeah. So, you think any thoughts are from the devil? Is that what you're saying? That
do you believe that all thoughts are all lies all the time?
No.
You don't believe that? Right.
No.
Have you ever had a true thought?
Yeah, I hope so. I think I have.
You have, you say?
Yeah.
And give me an example of a true thought you have had.
The true thought is that I exist. I think, therefore I exist. Have you heard that before?
You said that you exist?
I think, therefore I exist. That's a true thought.
And so do you exist?
Yes, of course.
And how do you know you exist?
Man, I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Anyway, it's okay.
You don't know what to say?
Yeah.
You just gave me an example of a true thought, you say. How do you know you exist?
Well, it's an axiom. I mean, I can't, it's just a basic, like, metaphysical belief. Like, I can't think of a more, like, basic thing, like,
but I asked you to give me a true thought, and you said that you exist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so how do you know you exist?
Oh, I guess, I mean, it's just, I don't know how to answer that. I mean.
Then why did you say you exist?
I don't know. All right, man.
Why'd you say you exist if you don't know that you exist?
Okay.
Okay, what?
I asked you to give me an example
of a true thought. You said you believe that some thoughts are true, right? And I asked that you give me one, and you said that you believe that you exist. And so I ask you, give me the proof that you exist, and you have none.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't have the proof that you exist?
I guess I can't prove it beyond just, because it's a very basic, I mean, like, when trying to prove something, that you get to a certain point where it's just an axiom, and it's just, you kind of can't, like, prove beyond something that's very basic. I don't know. I mean, maybe I can't. I don't think if you ask that to somebody else, I don't think, they could answer that either.
So then how do you know it's true then that you exist if you can't prove that you do exist?
You've stumped me and, that's type of thing that you could ask that to philosophers, and you'd probably stump them too, because they can't we can't technically prove that, we just kind of know it.
Do you create your own thoughts?
To some degree we create like our own thoughts, but we don't have, I don't know if we have like entire control over everything. We have a certain.
When you say we, who are you speaking of? I'm talking about you.
People.
Do you, Kevin, out of Pennsylvania, do you create your own thoughts?
I don't know. Seems like we have some, I have some control. I just don't think I have total control. Like, I think some of it's just left up to physics and that type of thing,
Do you create your own thoughts?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to get going, but
how old are you?
I'm 35.
And so, do you create your own thoughts, Kevin from Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
All right, call me back when you find out if you create your own thoughts, all right?
Okay. All right. Have a good one.
Do you smoke pot?
No, I haven't, not in a long time.
Nice. All right, let me know when you find out, discover if you create your own thoughts or not. But you can call anytime. All right. Thank you. 888-77-53773. Let me go to Vanessa out of California. Vanessa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, friend. bring back my country to me.
That's right. Amazing. Okay,
I don't need anything. I'm wondering, as a woman, right? So this is my question. As a woman, how should I respond to my female friends and female family members who have children? I don't have any children, but they have children. And when their children let the cat out the bag and they tell me about their mom's anger in front of their mom, I'm not their parent, right? And I'm no one to teach anybody. And I feel like I'm not in a bind, but I don't want the child to think that that's the way people communicate with one another. And that happened to me on Thursday. I was on an outing with one of my female friends, and she has three children. And I'm just trying to be like old school, just like picnic kind of like, just, you know, and I don't yell at the children. I let them talk, which is rare for me. So I guess they feel very comfortable and safe. I don't know. Who knows? I'm trying to put in something. Maybe I'm trying to build my ego. But so we're just talking. And then the son, he's about maybe 8 years old, seven. He then tells me, oh, mom yelled at me this morning because we were late. And she threw my Game Boy. And I just stood quiet. I was just stunned. I didn't want to, because I don't want the child to hate. You know, I don't want the child to hate their mother.
Did the mother hear him saying that to you?
Yes, she was driving, and I was in the passenger seat,
and
they were in the back seat.
So you should have said, well, okay, forgive her. Don't be mad. Don't be angry like mama. You don't want to become like mama.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to meet up with them today. And that's why I was like, and I was going to wait.
Well, don't bring it up unless the kid bring it up again.
Okay. And if he brings something up again today, right, just forgive her.
Right. Just say, don't be angry like mommy, all right? You don't want to be like that.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Because then she gave her excuse like, well, you know, parents get upset, you know, and it's okay for parents to yell. And I just sit quiet and I was like, oh, man, that's so not true.
But why did you say that? I mean, she was having a conversation with you about it. You're a grown woman. Why did you say that's not true?
Well, because she said that, like, since I was quiet, you know, I think she just wanted to cover up her tracks. And since I stood quiet.
I know, but why did you say that, though, rather than staying? Was she talking to you or the kid?
To the kid. That's why I stood out of it.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, well, I don't want to be, you know, stirring the pot, you know, and be a busybody.
Stirred what pot?
The pot that's boiling over.
did,
you know?
Did you think she was going to get angry at you?
Oh, if I would have said the truth? Oh, for sure. Because she's my Bible-thumping friend, and I was a Bible-thumper, too, because I was all up into the thoughts, and, you know, and we're over there thinking that we have every right to correct people because we've got the Word, and we've got the Holy Spirit, and now I'm just like, wow, I'm the last person, and I ain't nobody to say anybody's a nobody, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen that movie Ratatouille, and it's this rat that's controlling his mouth. I'm like, man,
Ratatouille?
Yeah, Ratatouille.
No, no,
you
I never
check
seen
it out.
That.
I promise you, you'll like it a lot.
Okay.
There's another movie I want you to check out, Driftwood, but I'm going to bring it to you.
Okay.
But I love you all so much, and
good love to you. You too, Vanessa. Love you back, and it's good to hear from you.
Love you. Love you all. Bye. See you later.
Okay. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Stan 69 with a diamond. Where's JLP's cowboy hat, guns, and other Western things?
Oh.
It got removed from the entire. The horsey.
What dog?
They're still here, though.
The horse and cowboy.
Sometimes
come
we,
on, man.
Hassan give the horse a little break. Because the horse gets tired of carrying all that. We switch it up, though. Remember, the horse had a patch on, not the horse, but Jesse had a patch on the horse. Not on the horse, but Jesse had a patch while on the horse.
Thanks, as always, Stan 69. You got to keep cracking the whip on us.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Stefan Davis says says nothing but gives a Cash App tip. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
Bond JLP on Cash App. James Jeep bought our coffee. I do the silent prayer twice every day since I discovered you a month ago. Amazing. Question. How and when did you learn the silent prayer? July feels extra white this year.
Because it's 7 years of July month, White History Month. All right? God said to be still and know him. That's how you know. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy donated a Rumble rant. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy WHM, White History Month. I'm white.
You white?
Told the wife to get that oven preheated because we got to make a truckload of white babies. What the? LOL.
That's right. If ever we needed white babies, we need them now. Believe me, they tried hard to get rid of the white folks. Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Nick LaBoy, Rumble Rant. Jesse, what is up with these men riding in the passenger seat while the wife drives? I can see them playing games on their phone as she drives. What a sick world.
Beta, mama's boys, beta males. What a mess. You're right about that. It's a real mess. Thank you.
Paul, P-A-A-L, don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, gave a Cash App tip with no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
April bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. I was singing along with you, Ball of Confusion. That's what the world is today. Song by the Temptations.
Oh, that's what that is. Around and around and around and around we go. Rap on, brother. Rap on. Thank you. Amazing. That's cool.
April, another coffee. Biblical question.
Why do you attack back? When someone attack you, why do you attack back when someone attack you?
I attack back because the instinct, parentheses, hell in me, unparentheses, gets fuel from it.
Interesting. Amazing. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
C on C coffee. Happy White History Month. Party emoji. LOL to you. Lots of laughs. The only white that's making history still is Donald Trump. Wake Whitey's up, Jesse. They asleep. Hank Whitey is pushing through, but Hank has more black audience.
And who's Hank?
That would be Hake.
Oh, she call you Hank?
Right.
What?
A lot of people call me Hank.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion, and happy White History Month to you. Can we stop there for a minute?
Well, shout out to the top contributors, Stan 69, okay. Kid Combo 1.0, Misty, and Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Amazing. I want to go quickly to the phone. Is it Pope?
Yeah.
Out of Georgia? Pope, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Hey, I know we don't have much time. I was looking for a lot of family advice. Okay. But I can call back on you another day because it's going to be a long story.
No, go ahead.
So my parents have been married for 33 years, and now it's looking like it's going to come to an end.
How old are you?
30.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So it looks like we know all but one issue. It seems like my mother has committed the ultimate betrayal, I guess you'd call it. Of running around, I guess you'd say.
Oh, okay.
And I was on the edge of following your instructions of forgiving my mother. Well, now it feels like after learning all this, how do you go about that? Because it feels like the anger is just so hard. Like, if I try to forgive her, that anger that I'm trying to fight is going to come out.
What do you, I mean, are you having a problem with the fact that she and your father divorced?
Yes, because, I mean, my dad is 73, and he is just straight devastated. Like, it is awful, awful, awful what she's doing.
Is it bother you that she cheated on your father, they're divorced? And does it bother you?
It not necessarily me, but it does bother me to see my dad, who's never really done much or nothing wrong to me. He's suffering really, really bad.
And how old is your mother?
She's 63.
Okay. And so you shouldn't be bothered at all that your father's suffering. Why does it bother you at all? It's not happening to you. She's not your wife. It's not you. Why is it bothering you?
Well, I guess when, you know, the person you always look up to, you don't, and always been so strong, you don't want to see that person suffer.
Why not?
Well, because it feels like a little part of me suffering with him.
Why?
You know,
you're not your father. Why are you suffering?
Well, I guess with the relationship me and my dad have, it's kind of like, well, I'm nearly a spitting image of him. So, you know what I mean?
But you're not supposed to be taking on his suffering. Your father is suffering because he's blind and cannot see, and he's getting what he deserves. Maybe suffering will wake him up.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I have tried and tried to help him through this spell, and he is just, I mean, he's so devastated, there ain't much I can feel like I can do.
No, let him suffer. Don't feel sorry for him, and just wish him well, but don't feel sorry for him. Maybe he'll wake up. How old is he?
73.
Maybe he'll wake up before he die.
Well, I think his biggest scare
because he doesn't want to drop his body and not be awake. If he drop his body and he's not awake, he's going to be stuck in the hell that he's in right now.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
So why are you feeling sorry for him then? Let him suffer. Tell him he needs to be trying to forgive and overcome mama.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So why not be honest with him rather than feeling sorry for him?
Well, I have been pretty honest with him with some of the things, and his biggest concern is losing the land and everything he's worked for. Like, we have about 50 acres that me and my wife live on and he lives on, and he's scared of losing it all. And I guess his fear is just being a failure, if that makes sense.
So you really don't know what his fears are about, right? Because you're naming a bunch of things.
Well, he's told me that's his biggest fear is, you know, losing everything.
And did you tell him to overcome fear because he's made those things his God?
Yeah, I've mentioned that to him, and I told him that, you know, me and my wife are
speak back. Come back to your phone. Come back to your phone.
I said, okay. Well, I've tried to tell him that that's not going to happen because, like, me and my wife, our whole plan revolves around this piece of property and everything, too. So if it comes down to it, if she wants to split and try to take half of it, I said, I don't care. Me and my wife will make it happen. We'll buy the other half.
Right on.
And we'll keep it all.
Why don't you just stay out of your father's way and let him suffer?
So that's kind of what I've been doing right now is some of the things he said and done where I'm like, okay, he's getting too emotional, and I'm just trying to back off and let him make his own decision on this.
How old is he?
73.
Isn't that sad that at 73 years old your father haven't learned anything?
Yeah, that's kind of what me and my sisters have said. I don't know. It's very, very odd situation with all the details, but I know I can't steer them all right now. I know you ain't got enough time.
But there's nothing odd about it. Your father's blind and cannot see. He has not overcome anything. His wife is still his mother.
Yeah, I get it. But I think his main scare is just having to start over at 73 years old.
But if he had grown, he wouldn't be afraid of that either.
That's very true. But you know as well as I do, trying to get back into maybe having to go back to work at 73 years old doesn't sound very great either.
But he doesn't have to go back to work yet. He's worried about something that's not happening.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. It hasn't happened yet. All
right. So if he worry about it, he's going to bring it up on himself.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
So why don't you get out of the way?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've done. I haven't talked to either of them in probably a week.
Let them go through that. That's them. And don't be a mama to them. Don't be a mama to your daddy. And don't be a mama to your mama. And you need to go forgive your mother. Don't judge her for whatever has happened. That's on her. She got to work that out. You need to forgive her so you can be free. And that way you can deal with your wife in the right way.
You're right. Because I was on the edge of actually following your instructions of forgiving her. And now within the past 3 weeks, all this has came out. And I'm like, oh, my God.
But that still shouldn't stop you for forgiving your mother. It has nothing to do with your life.
Oh, I understand, but the fear of making things worse. You know how...
You can't make anything worse than someone else's life. They make it worse in their own lives.
Oh, I understand, but you know how women can get very, very angry when...
That's not a reason for you not to go and forgive. Let her be like she want to be. You forgive so you can have a life. You know what, Pope? Call me tomorrow if you can.
Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, hey, and I was going to mention, I'm not so sure I can trust the experts anymore after last week.
What did they do?
They said they ain't never had no chicken and dumplings before.
That's right. What a sad way to live.
You got to get some new experts.
That's right. Thank you, Pope. I got him run. Thank you, buddy.
All right. I'll try and call next week. Thank you so much.
All right. 888. No, not 888. I'm out of time. Do the silent prayer. Go and forgive your mama, Pope. And everybody, forgive your mother and your father. If you want to be free of not staying in your hell, enjoy your hell. Suffer. Do the silent prayer. If not, suffer. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then join on Friday after the hate and then the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your super chats, your support. I absolutely appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Take care, folks. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank or if you don't have a five-year plan or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com or they call 800-411-2663 and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.